to study, to show thyself approved unto God. Again, our topic is, what does it mean to study, to show thyself approved unto God? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When studying the Bible, we want to understand the message in the correct context. It is important to thoroughly read the Bible, but simply reading the Bible is not the same as studying. Ask God to help you understand his word before you even begin. Praise the Lord. So in this week when I was preparing, hallelujah, to the word of God, hallelujah. So the first thing I do is always is pray, and then I fast, okay? And then after I'm praying and fasting, I'm seeking the Lord. Lord, what would you have me to say today? Hallelujah. Today, on November the 17th, praise the Lord. I asked the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay, and then it came to my thought, okay? He gave me one thought came, and I said, okay, I just wrote it down. You know, I'm just going to jot it down. And then later on during the week, that's not what I want you to talk about. He gave me this subject, praise the Lord. And so while I was studying to show myself approved, unto who God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed. You see, I'm a workman, and I don't have no shame in my game, okay? Because I know who I serve. I know that the Lord is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that he has said he can do. In who? In me. And I'm telling you, that's one of my favorite. And another one of my favorite scriptures, his eyes are running true and fro throughout the whole earth. Hallelujah. The whole earth, sisters and brothers, to show himself strong in behalf of them whose hearts are perfect towards him. So our hearts have to be in the right place so God can do what he needs to do. So in the name of Jesus, I'll continue. Bible study should be approached with a powerful desire to learn. Discipline yourself to be with the word. The Bible will come alive for you. It is spiritual food. Have you ever experienced reading the word? I know I have. And when I'm reading the word, something just jumps out. I don't know if anybody ever experienced that, but the first time it happened to me. Do I have any witnesses in service this morning? Where the word of God just jump out and it says, that's for you. That's all my spirit kept saying. He kept saying, that's for you. That's for you. My word's for you. My promise is for you. They are yours, Rosa. Hallelujah. And that's where you want to get to a place when you're studying. Okay, just reading the word, because I know sometimes I just read the word. But when I actually study the word, it's a big, big difference. And that's how it should be. There should be a difference when we're studying from when we're reading. I've learned that using the who, what, when, where, why, and how for studying helps the story make sense. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And you know when you do that, it actually does help the story make sense. What was happening, okay? For instance, who was there? What was happening? Where is this happening? And how did it turn out? So I'm telling you, if you use that formula when you're studying, the Lord will reveal to you even more. The Apostle Paul wrote to the evangelist Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And again, our topic today is taken from 2 Timothy 2 and 15. Again, and when Paul was writing to Timothy or talking to Timothy, when I read the whole chapter, he was telling him, giving him instructions about you can't be ashamed, you can't be a coward, basically. What I've given you, I want you to pass it on. So that's why we as mothers, as aunties, as matriarchs of our family, when God give us something, guess what? We need to pass it on to the next generation, because the next generation is going to they're going to benefit from it if we're doing what we're supposed to do, and that's following and doing what God wants us to pass on, what's instilled in us. Some of us think that, oh, I ain't got that much that I can pass on, but you'll be surprised how much you have in you to pass on. Praise the Lord. Because there are gifts that God has given us, and we just have to just ask God, God, let me know what my gifts are. But first of all, we have to be saved. We have to repent of our sins. And when we repent of our sins, God will continue to reveal himself to us and show us in his word the things that we need to do. This verse well illustrates the need for understanding that word meanings may change. And we must never be on guard against misapplying or twisting scripture, even when we try to teach the truth. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, I say, Lord, don't let nothing come out of this mouth that's Rosa's opinions and Rosa's thoughts. I only want his words to come out. Because what? When we start talking our opinion, our thoughts, guess what we get? We having trouble with each other, trouble in your home, trouble in your families, trouble in the church. When we start talking, that little talking behind each other back, gossiping, no good for the church. It's no good for your home. If you can't sit down and talk with your spouse about certain things, you need to pray and ask God, God, help us that we will have communication. You got to have communication in the church. So everybody in here is my family. So family, thank you for being here today to hear thus what the Lord wants you to hear. Study to self-approved unto God is found only in the King James Version. The New American Standard Bible says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, handling accurately the word of truth and the word of truth. The New International Version states, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. Bible study is very important. But 2 Timothy 2:15 is not just a command to study the Bible. Being an approved workman involves much more. Paul wanted Timothy to understand that to be a workman that God could approve, he would have to be diligent in his service to God. God is not the kind of master that accepts shoddy work. Praise the Lord. So when I'm praying and I'm seeking, anytime I'm doing anything for God, I'm like, Lord, I want to give you my best. And he's looking for our best. So if you're not giving God your best, then you need to get on your knees and say, Lord, show me how to give you my best. Because that's what it's all about. So that when we stand before each other and share the word of God with each other, hallelujah, whether we are preaching or teaching, guess what? If it's our best, guess what? It will be effective in Jesus' name. By earnestly applying himself in service, Timothy would not need to be ashamed as he stood before God in the day of judgment. That's what it's all about. So when we stand before God on that day of judgment, we will have no reason to be ashamed if we did what we were supposed to do. A workman. We are soldiers. 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 A true soldier, okay, when he's in the army, he does what his commanders tell him to do. And you know how it is. I had my brothers in the service. My oldest son was in the Navy. And so when he was going through basic training, you know, I felt so bad for him because they go through. When they go through basic training, you're no longer yourself. You belong to somebody else. And so that's what it's all about, serving God. We can no longer be ourselves. We have to ask God to come on in, God. I'm telling you, it has to come from your heart. And my prayer is, Lord, no longer Rosa, but the Christ that liveth in me. I'm surrendering my all to God. I don't want to be in the way of nothing that needs to be done in my life, in your life, in my children's life, in my grandchildren's life. Praise the Lord. I'm always praying and seeking the Lord for direction. You have to seek God for direction. To be diligent, approved workman, he would have to correctly handle the word of truth. What the King James Version renders, rightly dividing the word of truth. Of necessity, correctly handling the Bible, the word of truth will involve much study, contemplation, and prayer. It will involve bringing an open mind, an open heart, and a faithful life to the word of truth implied in the correct handling is the proper understanding of the divisions between the old and the new covenant. Understand that the new testimony is the rule of faith and practice for Christians today. The goal of being an approved workman should be the goal of all of God's children. In the verses immediately before, 2 Timothy 2 and 5, Paul stressed the importance of living faithfully before God, even to the point of suffering. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also would deny us, 2 Timothy 2 and 12. He then told Timothy of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord, that they strive not about words to no profit, but to subverting of the hearer, 2 Timothy 2:14. The evangelist Timothy was to remind his hearers of the sacrifice of Christ, the need for serving him, and the need to work diligently to be approved workmen before God. The diligent application of all our energy to the service of God will allow us to join Timothy standing before God without shame. Nothing will help us more to please God than to handle carefully and correctly God's written word. We should look to the written word of God with the same reverence as the psalmist who wrote, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalms 119, 105. Ephesians 4:11-12. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Psalms 119:11. God's word is the only medicine that can overcome our spiritual diseases. Now let's say that together. God's word is the only medicine that can overcome our spiritual diseases. And let's give the Lord a hand praise. So again, how do we go about studying to show ourselves approved unto the Lord? Reading the word, studying the Bible. Because the Bible is our weapon against all spiritual things that come up against us. Praise the Lord. Because we wrestle not against each other. My enemy is not Sister Frazier. It's not this flesh. It's not our circumstances. Our enemies are not our circumstances. Praise the Lord. But it's what? It's the enemy. It's the Satan. Yeah? So we fighting against who? The spirit of this enemy. Yeah. He said, who? Satan is the enemy. And that's who we're fighting against. That's why we got to always be prepared with our war clothes on. Hallelujah. And we got to be always praying, fasting, and reading the word of God. So that's how we're going to have to, that's why we have, it's so necessary for us to study the word of God. Not just read it. We have to study to show ourselves approved unto God. Unto who God? It's got to be unto God. It can't be unto pastor. Can't be unto Sister Rosa. It's got to be unto God. And we got to do what? We can't be ashamed. We can't let nothing get us in the place where, I can't do that. I can't. Yes, we can. We can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. We can't back up. He's looking for bold soldiers. He's commanding us to be bold and come forward. Hallelujah. The cross before us and the world behind us. No turning back. It has to be the cross before us. So Jesus was on that cross. So that's who it has to be. It has to be our Lord and Savior. It has to be Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus in the morning. Jesus at noontime. Jesus in the evening. Hallelujah. 24/7, Jesus. Hallelujah. All the time, Jesus. He's there waiting on us to cry out to him. He says, here I am. What's you waiting on? What are we waiting on? Hallelujah. Jesus is waiting on us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That's his word. That's one of his promises. So today, hallelujah, whatever you need, God's got it. Hallelujah. So if you need, hallelujah, healing, hallelujah. See, I've already been healed. I know I've already been healed. I'm just waiting for the manifestation to take place. Hallelujah. Because you know why I know I've already been healed? Because God said, Rosa, I've already healed you. Hallelujah. And so today I can say, yes, Lord, I know without a shadow of a doubt that I am healed. Hallelujah. So when you see me hopping around here, don't worry about Sister Rosa. Say, Sister Rosa's in God's hand. Hallelujah. I'm in God's hand. Hallelujah. Because I'm pressing towards the mark of the whole high calling of God. I'm pressing. My mind's made up. I'm determined to serve the Lord. I'm determined to represent him without any shame. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dividing, hallelujah, the word. I'm dividing the word of truth. That's what we have to do. Search the word. And when you find out the truth, don't think it's, oh, you got it going on. See, that's where we get in trouble. That's where we get in trouble, when God reveals something to us. Because you know what? We're all on different levels. We are all on, do you know that? The Lord had to tell me that. He had to show me that we were on different levels. Not that he wants us to be on different levels, but we choose to be where we're at. We choose it. So if you choose just to be saved, who was that, God? Whose choice was that? That's right. But if you choose to seek God and say, Lord, here am I. I want more of you and less of me. Then guess what? He's going to reveal himself to you, and then he's going to come on in. And before you know it, you'll be like, oh, my God, what's that all about? That's all about? And he's going to say, hallelujah, it's me. Hallelujah. You call me? I told you I would answer your call. Hallelujah. He said he's going to answer our call if we call upon him. But we got to trust him. We got to believe him. We got to have faith and know that God is able. Hallelujah. Do you know he's able today? Do you believe he's able today? Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand praise if you believe he's able today. I said, Lord, hallelujah. I'm going to stand up here and be obedient. Hallelujah. To bring your word. I said, if I have to sit down, God, I'm still going to bring your word. And I'm still, hallelujah. Am I still standing? Hallelujah. I'm still standing. But I was letting the devil know, you ain't going to stop me, Satan. I'm telling you, you got to have a plan. You got to have a plan. So I had a plan. Hallelujah. That when the enemy tried to knock me to the left or to the right, I was going to knock and sit right back down in that chair and continue what? Preaching and teaching what God has given me. Because I am no coward soldier. Hallelujah. I am a warrior. I'm a conqueror. I'm an overcomer, church. In whose name? In whose name? In whose name? Praise the Lord. So today I just want to say thank you, Lord, for being available unto you. So really, I'm telling you, study the word of God to show yourself approved unto him. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. Rightly. We got to rightly divide the word of God. And so when we rightly divide the word of God, guess what? He said, oh, this person is seeking me. That person's seeking me. They want to know me. They're studying my word. Hallelujah. So when you study God's word, just get on your knees, but go prayerfully. You got to go prayerfully. When you get ready to study God's word, always go in prayer. And meditate. Meditate on his word. And sometimes he'll just put a song in your spirit. Hallelujah. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back.
No turning back.
No turning back.
No turning back.
Hallelujah. The cross before me.
The cross before me.
The world behind me.
The world behind me.
The cross before me.
The cross before me.
The world behind me.
The cross before me, the world behind me, no turning back. turning back.
I have decided
to follow Jesus.
Have you decided?
To follow Jesus.
There's no turning back. There's no turning back, church.
No turning back.
Now let's give the Lord a hand, praise. I have decided to follow Jesus. Oh, my God. I give him the praise, glory, and honor. Thank you, Jesus. I looked at it when I was printing my pages. I said, but Lord, it's not as long as it looks. I had to have the big print. So the big print takes up more pages. So I remember, when you're studying, I'm serious, try using that formula. Who, what, when, where, and why. And it helps the story make sense. It really does. Try it. Because it will help you to understand, who was there, what was happening, where is this happening, and how did it turn out. And that's what we want to do. We want to find out those answers to those questions. Am I right or wrong? Isn't that why we're studying? Because we want to know those answers. Hallelujah. Because I'm always saying, Lord, why is it? I was like always as a child wondering, why am I always asking questions? I will always ask questions. People don't think so. But I was quiet, but I always did ask questions. Want to know why this and why that. And then when I became a Christian, I understood why the questions was placed in me. Because when I started reading the word and when I started studying his word and when I realized what the call is part of my life, he basically said to me, Rose, I want you to know this. I want you to know the who, what, when, where, and how, what am I all about. So basically, what he's all about. So when you study like that, you find out what he's all about and what he was saying to these certain individuals. And then what it means to you. And how he's like, I'm talking to you. Are you listening to my word? Not the Bible, people put it, try to say it's one book, but it's 66. How many books? 66 books? Okay. 66 books. Books, individual chapters. There's something in individual chapter that's for you, for me. And I have at work, hallelujah, I have a piece of paper that sits right above my cabinet. And it has biblical scriptures of things that I'm going through. And so I'm at work. Guess what? The devil can't defeat me at work because I'm going to look at that and say, something going on. I got to get my glasses out and put it up there and say, okay, I know this is what's going on. I find it on my list of problems. See, in the back of your Bible, whatever you're going through, guess what? There's an answer. The devil don't want you to find out and realize that he's already gave us the answer. We've already got the victory, church. Victory is ours. So you got to realize that you have victory. If you don't know that you have victory, then you're in trouble. You need to say, Lord, show me how to get this victory. It's not no shame in your game. Ask God how to do certain things. Praise the Lord. I remember when I was praying one day, I thought I was praying. And all of a sudden I finished. The Spirit said to me, okay, are you finished talking? Just that clear. I could hear the Spirit say, are you finished talking? He said, now I want you to pray. I was like, oh my. Of course I was hurt. Because I'm just thinking Sister Rosa was praying. But the Holy Ghost knew that it wasn't coming from my heart. So he stopped after I finished with what I thought. How I thought I was praying and what I thought I was doing. But he just quickly gave me correction. See, that's what he will. He will correct us. Because why? Because he loves us. So when he corrects you, take it in stride. Take it in stride and mature from it. Mature from correction. Don't get upset with each other when with this correction involved. Pray for me. Pray for that individual. And say, Lord, help me to understand what's going on. Because that's what it's all about, that we have to love one another till the end. Not just today on Sunday. Every day we must love one another. 365 days of the year. Love must come out of us. We must represent Christ. And he's a God of love. He's a God of understanding. He's a God that we can trust. Hallelujah. He's a God that we can love. Praise the Lord. He loves us more than we can love ourselves. Not with just that little fake love. Fake love. I'm talking about agape love. He has given us agape love. Do you know? Have you received the agape? Are you willing to receive it? Are you willing to receive his agape love? Oh, praise the Lord. Because he's waiting to give it to you. He's daily, I will worship him. Lamb of God, who died for who? Me, you. Do you realize he died for you? Do you know he died for you? He extended endless mercies. Daily, I will worship him. You got to have a daily relationship with him. Don't just let it be on Sundays. Please don't. Because I'm telling you, you are defeating the purpose. You really are. And you wonder why you are always having so many problems in your life. Because you haven't continued to give God a chance 365 days. 365 days. And again, we know that his time is not our time. We already know that. A day is like 1,000 years to our Lord. And when I thought about that, I was like, wow. And another scripture he just really baffled me with. Because see, I've learned that when I first got saved, sisters and brother, what happened was the Lord started just speaking to me. He speaks to you in your heart. And I was at work one day, out in the car. And I decided I was just going to just study the Word of God. I called myself studying the Word of God. And then sometimes he'll just give me a song to sing. Have you ever been that way, where God just give you a song to sing? When you're secret closet. Hallelujah. And I've had many experiences with the Lord, I'm sure, as well as you. So that's what it's all about. Read the Word of God. There's many examples in this Word, in His Word. Pastor, let me see your Bible. Let me see your sword. I was meant to get my sword off the kitchen table this morning. I left it right there. This is our weapon. This is your weapon. I'm telling you, everything that you need, God's got it in here. It's in here. It is written. He said it was written. He told the devil it was written, that man shall not live by bread alone. My God, but by every word. Hi, Shanda Hasande. Every word. Hallelujah. So every word from Genesis to Revelation, 66 books. Hallelujah. Take your time to study so that we can go to heaven together, rejoicing. That we can rejoice down here on earth together. That's what we need to do. When we come together, sisters and brothers, we should be rejoicing. Because we know who? The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's real. Is he real to you today? Jesus is real, real, real. So real to me. Hallelujah. He's real. Praise the Lord. And so at this time, hallelujah, I thank God for allowing me, hallelujah, to be an instrument of his this morning. Hallelujah. Because that's what it's all about. A willing heart. A willing heart. God can use anybody at any time. Hallelujah. Don't think he can't use you. Hallelujah. Sister Diane, he can use you. He wants to use you. Praise the Lord. Shande, in the name of Jesus, he can use every one of us at any time. But we have to be available. So if you don't make yourself available, that's when Pastor asks when he's doing the appointments. And he used to give us a piece of paper and say, write down what your strengths are, what you want to do in the church. Guess what? Majority of the time, he didn't get that many pieces of papers back. Why? Because you're not willing. You're not willing. But we got to be willing. God wants us to be willing and, again, always study his word. Study his word. When you study his word, it becomes real to you. Then you become willing. I'm telling you, read the word, then you become willing. Hallelujah. And that's what it's all about. So at this time, we're going to have an altar call. Praise the Lord.